Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler steps in when we come back right after this.
Here's an idea that will grow on you. The new greenhouse kit from Mueller. It's the easy, affordable way to nurture your flowers and plants all year long. And with four sizes to choose from, we can accommodate almost every gardening enthusiast out there. Thanks to the bolt-together design, it's very easy to assemble. Our sturdy galvanized steel frame and clear polycarbonate panels offer year-round protection from the elements, while a trim package comes in a variety of colors to complement your landscape. Don't let your hard work waste away while your plants are hard hit by unpredictable weather. Grow your own greenhouse today. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to view our new greenhouse kits, as well as our do-it-yourself backyard kits and carports. Mueller has the ideal solution for the backyard storage you need, all in one affordable package. To speak with a sales representative at one of our 29 locations, give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553.
And welcome back here, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's talk a little bit about livestock futures here today. Where did things end up yesterday at the close of the session with all these cattle and hog futures?
Unfortunately, Dave, it did not end up where we wanted it to. Early in the session, we did see mixed trading in our cattle complex, but we ended negative with mostly triple-digit losses once again. The fundamental and technical side of the situation continue to see more downside taking place. Last week's cash cattle price in Kansas was $9.80 lower than the previous week. The feeder cash index yesterday dropped $5.13 and has now lost $21.70 over the past 14 sessions. There was also 15 deliveries made yesterday against the October live cattle contract. That's up through the date of August 19th. We also are still seeing demand good for ground beef. It is 13.8% above a year ago this time. But choice box beef yesterday down $1.80. Select box beef down $2.31 on a total movement of 147 loads. Cattle kill 106,000 head. And as I said, the cash feeder index down $5.13. On the close yesterday, December live cattle $1.15 lower. November feeders down $1 even. And December lean hog 65 cents lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, let's talk about these grain futures here right now. What about the grains yesterday? How did they end up on Monday?
Well, Dave, Monday's trading session for the grains was really a quiet news-wise day and also a mixed price-wise session. But it ended most on a positive note with a lot of help from the soybean complex. Now, yesterday's progress report that came out at 3 o'clock in the afternoon showed the winter wheat planting is now 49% complete. The five-year average is 51%. Kansas is 46% planted, their average 49%. Oklahoma, 46% planted, average 50%. Texas, 37% with their average at 47%. Now, the corn harvest is 27% complete. The five-year average is 32%. Soybean harvest at 42% done. The five-year average, 32%. Now, the overnight trading has been mostly negative and in moderate trading volume. December KC wheat currently is up a penny at 503. December corn down a half a penny at 393. November soybeans down a penny and three quarters at 882 and a half. We're looking at December cotton 21 points higher. November crude oil 5 cents higher. The December dollar index is 26 cents lower, and December Dow Jones futures trading 20 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. It should be another fun day for us. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.